Just pick up. We're supposed to have shir on Friday, then Sunday. Today's Monday. Baruch Hashem. So the Mechaber talks about this. Talks about different chalukim about bandages and different types of bandages and the plasters, etc. It's very clear that the point is something which is there to be refuah for the makkah is definitely mashamash to the goof, and your person's allowed to wear it. Mishavura points out even something which is there to protect the makkah from being scratched, hurt, etc. If it's not a kosher of a material which you're going to try and use for something else afterwards, it'll definitely be bottled to the makkah, be mutter to wear. So the average bandage which you're putting on nowadays is going to be mutter. If a person has wraps it up with some type of a wrapping to protect it, to keep it in place, etc., again, it's to mishamish the makkah, it's going to be mutter. Any clasps that you put on it for that purpose are going to be mutter. A person has a sling, he has his arm, you know, was damaged, and use a sling to hold his arm in place or whatever, something of that sort, to immobilize it. All those would be mutter, they're being mishamish. The place we talk about a little later, if a person has an illness and they have to get medication on a regular basis, so they make an infusion port to be able to put medication as necessary, and that stays in the body. So that is both to the body, and that's therefore it's going to be mutter. If it's permanent, if it's temporary, depending how temporary it is, it's interesting, a general question which comes, someone which is a temporary item, comes to halachas of chatzitza, etc., at what point in time is it not bottled to the guf and would it be considered that the person be carrying something? So the shear is difficult. Some person say 7 days, some person say 30 days, but 30 days, once it's there more than 30 days, we can assume that something which is considered, it's bottled to the guf for this period of time, and it's going to be mutzer. So we saw the lachas of a person using a cane or a walker. So a person cannot walk without them at all, even in his home, because of illness or because of his age. So for him, he's allowed to go out to his rabbi, and it becomes his foot. It's a fascinating concept. It becomes like his middle, like his. It's not worse than the shoe of the person or the regal of the person. There's such a thing. A person's able to walk without it, but he just uses it in order to maintain his balance. He's, you know, he's concerned, etc. So that's not mamish part of the person, and that's going to be also. That's why, say, for a person who's blind, he uses a cane to help his walking. He's able to walk without it. The pashas and we learn halacha. It's going to be also a wheelchair. So we skipped the sif. Basim spoke about the more talked about a case of a person who's been amputated and he has something which he sits on, which allows him to have height and be able to push himself forward. It's actually mutter for him to wear that. So a person who's in a wheelchair, he cannot go without a wheelchair. He's totally bound to the wheelchair. So Rav Moshe says in the tshuva that he's allowed to push himself. Because it's bottled, when he's pushing himself, it's bottled to him, it's bottled to the person himself. A person can go without it, you get that to the same thing. It's not bottled, it's the same thing as the cane, etc.
Can someone else push it?
No, it's for him. It's as much as he's using it. This becomes part of himself.
So
I'm pushing somebody else. Like I'm carrying him with his wheelchair. Right.
He can't push himself.
If he can't push himself, then he can't push himself. Then he can't push himself.
Then can you push him?
No. Let's say a person who's very ill. I want to carry him because he can't walk by himself.
Well,
so I'm carrying him. So I'm carrying him. I'm not allowed to carry somebody on Shabbos. Right? But he can't walk by himself. But I still can't carry him on Shabbos. I don't know. The more he can't walk by himself, the more it's a problem carrying him on Shabbos. Because if he can walk by himself, there's a concept called Kainos Hezatzma. If he can't, now the question is, can you have a goy do it? That's a different question, right? But a Jew can't do it.
Okay. So then, what's the issue with the scooter?
What's the issue with the scooter? I don't know what the issue with the scooter is.
The scooter, it's like an electric scooter that people use when they can't walk, push themselves. I guess I don't know. It's like motorized.
So if a person can't go without it, he's pushing it. So he's
electric. He's not
doing anything. So that's him going with it, but the electricity, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not familiar exactly. He said the issue. I know what the issue is.
I think there is an issue.
It's a different question. You asked me, you said, what is the issue? I don't know what the issue or not. Depending on how it works, you have to know electricity. You know exactly how the person's going to use electricity in it. That itself becomes a whole different question. Theoretically, if the electricity would be in a way which would be permitted according to those pricing, which we match to such a thing, so then theoretically it would be mutter. A person who needs to put going back to, let's say, the case of the bandages, person has an ear infection, he needs to put some type of cotton in his ear that it shouldn't, nothing should get in there, etc. So really that's mutter. Again, that's mutter, but it's only mutter if it's something which is in tight, it's not going to fall. It might falls out, he might pick it up, walk with it before he puts it back in, so you have that chashash. A person has it needs orthotics or something like that inside of his shoes, so there's no chashash that's going to fall, so that's going to be mutter to wear. Carrying medication, even though there's no hetter to carry medication, you're just carrying something, it's not bottled to the goof. Even a person would say he has a situation of pikuach nefesh, so what we have to figure out is it pikuach nefesh for him nefesh to leave his house. Right? He has no hetter to carry on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. You have to first be in a reason why you're carrying the tzarech pikuach nefesh. If he must leave his house because of the danger, because his life is threatened in his house, and his life is threatened by when he leaves with carrying without his medication, yes, he's allowed to carry medication. But if he's safe in his house, so he has no hetter to go outside and carry medication. So that wouldn't be mutter. Okay, what I want to do now, I think the Erlem is holding somewhere around about Talos Makupul. That's where the Erlem is around, so we'll leave that. Talos Makupul, and from Talos Makupul, there's that till the end of the Simon, we have different types of sitzes issues, loops, buttons, etc. That'll be the end of the Simon. I would like to do, we're going to do Sif, after we finish Shin Aleph, we'll do one Sif and Shin Gimel. I just wanted to see Sif Yud Ches. And then we'll do Shin Beis, which is the lachos of Malabin on Shabbos, the lachos of cleaning, clothing, etc. on Shabbos.